JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Health Ministry officially launches its Adopt a Clinic initiative to target locals and diaspora members. And later, a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
St. Elizabeth, the Ministry of National Security invites you to a town hall meeting Thursday, November 9, Everglades Conference Center, Parity, Black River at 6 p.m. Come interact with Minister Robert Montague and hear about the five-pillar crime reduction strategy, policing and technology, zones of special operations, resources for the police, and more. Come share your suggestions and your solutions. That's a town hall meeting Thursday, November 9, Everglades Conference Center, Parity, Black River at 6 p.m. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The Health Ministry has officially launched its Adopt a Clinic initiative to address resource and infrastructure challenges at primary healthcare facilities across the island. While the concept of providing support to clinics is not new, Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the program seeks to streamline the philanthropic efforts of individuals as well as organizations that provide the much-needed support.
What we are attempting to do is to use this program, Adopt a Clinic, to formalize that relationship and to encourage more Jamaicans, both here in Jamaica and abroad, more corporate entities, to see the value not in a transactional relationship of hosting or having an event at a health center once a year, but to promote a relationship over an extended period of time.
Dr. Tufton says last year, some 200-plus missions visited the island to give their time, resources, and medical skills at clinics and in communities. He points out that the Adopt a Clinic project also seeks to ensure that the facilities are routinely maintained and are better equipped to serve surrounding communities.
It's a relationship between the clinic or health center and the community, and it's a relationship that is cemented between the donor and the facility itself, the clinic.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the Adopt a Clinic launch on Tuesday at the St. Jago Health Center in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. Since the project was announced at the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference earlier this year, the ministry has received 50 support pledges. The target is to have 100 clinics sponsored. Vision 2030 is built on 7 guiding principles, 4 national goals, 15 national outcomes, and key national strategies and actions. To find out more about the progress being made, visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446324.
Join the Child Development Agency for our annual Candlelight Vigil and Concert on World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, Sunday, November 19 at Devon House with the theme United We Break the Chain of Abuse, featuring performances by Jermaine Edwards, Carrie Sales, Rondell Positive, and more. Let's join hands in praise and prayer for our children, Sunday, November 19, 5 to 7 p.m. at Devon House. Admission free. The CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you suspect that a new pest is on your farm or at your home, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 977-7160. The earlier the branch is able to detect a pest, the better equipped it will be to respond to and eradicate it. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
On our community notice board, the 5th Jamaica Music Conference happens this week from November 9 to 12 all over the creative city of music, Kingston. For more information on plenaries and other sessions, visit jamaicamusicconference.com. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.